You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today is a very special reunion 2020 episode. What is that? That's when I had a guest on in the past, and I liked him so much, I had to bring him right on back. So today's special return guest is Jeffrey Mazza, and he's the VP of Finance over at Second Life Mac. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Adam. It's really good to be back here.
Oh man, so good to have you back, and excited to get into our show today. So to catch up and see what you've been up to. I know you just started a new role at Second Life Mac since we last spoke on the last episode. Let's just jump right in. I mean, tell us about the new company that you're working with, Second Life Mac.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on my third week of the business, so it's still kind of pretty, you know, early stage, but learning.
Oh, that means you're the VP of finance. That means I should dig in with some really tough financial questions since you're like on week three, right? No, I'm just playing.
Absolutely. Second Life Mac, it's a great company. It's large scale buyback company, works exclusively, you know, with the Apple products that could change, you know, down the road. We really partner with, schools, businesses by purchasing their pre-owned Apple devices. Usually when, from an educational standpoint, K through 12, higher ed, and some enterprise, you know, they are sitting on a lot of products that they want to flip. Like, you know, I have a new iPhone that came out, so I want to get rid of my old one, and buy a new one. So we'll take those. You know, we kind of do our whole process and proprietary algorithms to help kind of, you know, go through all the wiping of it, doing the audit, clearing the data, and then, you know, refurbish them and then sell them to people. So it really kind of the three things that, you know, the clients really need, you know, it's really kind of like, you know, maximizing the value of their Apple devices, you know, also, you know, kind of the security from, you know, with their data, and then, you know, make sure that the buyback process is transparent, right? It's been around and it's still kind of in the infancy, but it's still, you know, you want to have that transparency and kind of follow those ethical standards too.
Wow, that's so interesting. So just to make sure I understand the model properly, so you have these big organizations that maybe bought large quantities of Apple products. Then when they do a overhaul of this, there's still some value there. I mean, there's a secondary market for people that want to buy these products. So if it's a generation-old iPhone or something else, they have a lot of them on hand. I mean, they want to upgrade. Well, what do they do with those old products? Well, that's where Second Life Mac would step in. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, right now it's, you know, focusing on the K through 12 education space, some higher education. You know, these are schools or school districts or, you know, universities that do just that. You know, they buy a lot of, you know, like an Apple program, where they buy multiple devices for the students, teachers, and then they go to, you know, swap them out, you know, two or three years or so. So we'll go in. There's still value in those. You know, clean them, you know, wipe them, and, you know, it's kind of, While they replace them, we'll go ahead and sell those out.
I'm guessing that selling these products, no problem. But like finding them, that's got to be tough, huh? Like that's selling them. I mean, who wouldn't want to buy? You know, my iPhone's a little bit old, so I'm all right with that. And if I get the next one, and I can get a discount and get one that's a generation old, I'll do it. So I feel like that part's easy, but procuring them. I'm guessing that might be a little bit more tricky, huh? Because you have to catch them at the right time.
Absolutely. So that's kind of, you know, my infancy in this industry, right? It's, you know, selling them, it's not a problem, right? Procuring them, it's, you know, a little bit more challenging, right? Finding them, they're out there. There's a lot of them. So it's working with, you know, the clients and you know, part of the, you know, the focus is the transparency, you know, making sure that, you know, we're teaching them and educating them as well. And we like to think that we're the thought leader in the space too, to really, you know, educate them and let them know here's how the process works. And, you know, we'll, make sure they're getting the maximum value for these two.
No, that's awesome. I love it. So in terms of the company, I know you're new, so you may or may not know this part, but how big is this market? I'm just curious. Like, the second, like, it's got to be huge, like, just overall, huh?
It is, and it's in the billions. I mean, you think about it, right? I mean, Apple's a trillion-dollar company.
Uh-huh.
Their sales have, you know, dramatically increased over the, you know, in recent years. And, you know, all those products will have to be flipped, right, at some point. And, you know, there's other players out here. We're one of the largest ones right now. And, you know, we're trying to become that leader in the market, the thought leader as well, to educate our clients. But it's a very big market. And it's global. I mean, we're kind of primarily domestic now. There's a big international market as well. So it's pretty amazing how big it is.
So on the client side, so meaning on the people that want to purchase the products, how do they purchase the products from Second Life Mac? So not on the procurement side.
Sure. So a few different distribution channels that we have going out the other way. And usually it's from an e-commerce site that we can move, like an Amazon. You know, we do have some exposure international too. And then also from a wholesale. So, you know, in a time like right now when there's a global pandemic, that everything's moving to e-commerce platforms, you know, it's really, you know, helps out, right? People are trying to, you know, be a cost effective with their mobile or electronic devices, and they go through these e-commerce platforms. Like an Amazon, and there's like Back Market that's out international too that we're on. So we move them that way.
Man, this is exciting, Jeff. I like having you over here in this tech and this whole Mac space. This is exciting. I have to bring you back
really
on and get some more insight on what you're doing. I love it. So that being said, Jeff, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about Second Life Mac, either to purchase some of the products or even if they're on the other side of things, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, a lot of education institutions listen to this podcast. I mean, if somebody's looking to connect with Second Life Mac, what's the best way for them to do that?
Absolutely. I mean, they can go to our website. It's secondlifemac.com. On there, there's plenty of information about the company, the team. You know, a lot of, you know, press releases, some blogs, if they really want to be, you know, learn more about us, even just be educated into this space. You know, that's what we're here for. We really want to be partners with everybody.
Man, that's exciting. Well, Jeff, been great having you back on the Reunion 2020 episode. Been great catching up with you. Congrats on the role over at Second Life Mac, and wishing you much success over there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the comment section. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Jeff, thanks again for coming back on the show. It's been fun.